Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
There's an old saying, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. At Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services, we treasure Chicagoland, which is why we've put our heart and soul into keeping it clean for over 80 years. An American-built company, we specialize in removing and recycling refuse so that you can proudly call the Windy City home. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Services. Our trucks of green keep Chicagoland clean. For service, visit floodbrothersdisposal.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Need the speed to power all of your devices? Xfinity delivers the fastest and most reliable in-home Wi-Fi, so everyone can do more of what they love to do online. Get the fastest in-home Wi-Fi today, or get started with Economy Plus Internet from Comcast for as low as $19.99 a month for a whole year. See for yourself. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com today. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Offer ends 3/31/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I have a sausage, egg, cheese, croissant?
You got the time.
It's 8:03?
Nope, it's croissant time! You can get two flaky, light, buttery croissant sandwiches for just $4. So what time is it?
Croissant time!
No, ma'am, it's 8:04.
Listen, I need to go to work.
Get two croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS. CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Utica in the playoffs this Wednesday and Friday night at Allstate Arena. Terribly sad news today for the Score family and, of course, the city of Chicago, as Doug Buffone has passed away today at the age of 71. And Terry Bors will check in with Dan and Barry coming up here next to talk about Doug and what he meant to him, not only as a sports fan, but a member of the Score family here as well. And because Doug loved Chicago sports and the Chicago sports fan so much, He would still want you to know what's going on today, so we'll get you through that briefly. The Bulls host the Bucks in Game 2 tonight at 7 at the United Center. The Bulls with a 1-0 lead on Milwaukee. The Blackhawks and Nashville play Game 4 tomorrow at the UC. Scott Darling starts in net. The Hawks have a 2-2 lead in that series. The White Sox host Cleveland tonight. Pregame on The Score starts at 6:35. John Danks opposes Trevor Bauer. Carlos Rodon was added from AAA to the staff today, and he will pitch out of the bullpen. The Cubs are in Pittsburgh this evening with Jake Arrieta facing A.J. Burnett. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Join 670 The Score for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Trader Todd's in Chicago. From 1 to 6 p.m., come check out the broadcast. Enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Indians on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Subway. Eat fresh.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
The Doug Buffone roast. Somebody has to tell the story with Bernstein. With Doug, we're doing crosstalk. And Bernstein was really kind of tearing into Doug a little bit. In a playful way, but an annoying way. And Doug was not having it.
You moron!
And so Doug turns to him. He takes one of those fingers of his, and he points at Bernstein, and he says to him,
"Are you pacho?
I'm not messing around anymore. Knock it off."
First, he was kind of saying stuff about Doug having brain damage or post-concussional syndrome, and Doug wasn't bright.
Kiss my ass.
He points at Bernstein. He says, "Hey, knock it off. I will get up and come over there." And Bernstein says,
"That's okay. By the time you get over here, you'll forget why you came."
Doug hops up. I'm telling you, it was like watching like a giant cat. The guy moved like you wouldn't believe. He jumps up. He runs over there. He gets the guy in a chokehold.
Try this.
Bernstein, to his credit, just goes rubber. Kind of drops his hands and just lets himself kind of go rubber. I'm standing there horrified because I'm watching a homicide. And I'm yelling at Doug. I'm yelling, "He's turning purple!
Let go of my testicles!
You gotta let him go!" And Doug just drops him. And Doug walks out. He's like twitching in the hallway.
"I've had it. I have had it."
You know, every muscle, the blood is running through him. And he says,
"I didn't play piano for a living."
As much as I love Doug and respect Doug, I have been afraid of him ever since that moment. Because it was like, I just looked at him and I'm like, that guy could kick my ass. You know how there's always someone tougher? There's always someone Dugger.
Boars and Bernstein.
I prefer
being. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Indeed, but I will tell you, the time he slapped my ear when I got in the boxing stance was actually worse. It was the after effect, because once I was able to breathe, I was fine. I mean, the almost dying part was a little scary, but I'm telling you, as far as actual lingering effect, that when I said, "Hey, you know, I kind of, oh, here, boxing stance," boom, that actually, I thought I had something really wrong with me. Like, I thought he'd given me a concussion or he'd hurt my inner ear or something. But as those things go, I will take the near choke out. If I have to pick one of the injuries inflicted by Doug Buffone. So we now go to the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. And welcome in Terry Boars to the Boars and Bernstein show. Today it's not his show, but he's on that show. And it's a tough day for all of us, and I'm sure it is for you, too.
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, we're all rooting for Doug every time he did something to you. We're all hoping. We're all hoping something bad happened to you. But anyway.
I'm with you, Terry. I'm with you.
Right, Barry?
Nobody more than me.
Nope.
Especially this week. Thanks a lot, pal.
You know, I think that guys who've been around, and we've been around a long time, you get a chance over the years to meet some really terrific people, and you meet some bad people too. And I've met an awful lot of people doing this job over the years and the job I had before. And I can honestly say, I used to tell Doug that he was my childhood hero. And he said, "Well, you weren't a kid when I started, was?" I said, "No, I was probably about 15, but I was a child till I was 25. So, I mean, I really sort of covered your career. I mean, I just absolutely loved him then. And the more you got to know him, see, he never did that to me. He never choked me out. He never slapped me. He never did anything. He would do it to anybody else happily, but we never had that. So never came to that. And first of all, I wasn't dumb enough to say anything to him. That would have never happened. I would have never challenged Doug Buffone, because once he got in that look in his eye, don't give a chance to get that.
Yeah, it happened to me twice. And I don't know if you were there for the Rich Ackerman one, where he got in a 3-point stance and Doug sent him halfway to the moon.
I remember hearing about it. Yeah, I don't know why people wanted to do that. I have no idea why anybody wanted to get hurt. I mean, and it is like he would happily do it. If you wanted to get that 3-point stance, he was just like, right now, let's go. So, yeah, it has been a very difficult day. And I got hurt back to a couple of years. And I'm sure you guys remember when we had the Doug Buffon roast.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know of Doug's health problems at that time. And I think that he had spent some time that week in the hospital, because I was not crazy about doing it anyway. I know that you always want to roast your friends, right? I mean, that's the story of your guy. He was one of those guys. I did not. I'd gotten to know him so well, and we'd become so close over the years that I had no, if you recall, no desire to do it at all.
Right.
And we stood and talked out in the hall. And then when I finally went in, because we know everybody was there, we were all just shooting the breeze. When I finally go into the room, there's Doug, and he just looks awful.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been in the hospital, I think, for the better part of that week and maybe the week before. He'd had heart problems. And I looked at him, and I thought, I can't do this. First of all, I didn't want to do it in the first place. So that's the only time that I can think of where I bailed. I mean, I bailed on this job a few times when times have been tough. 9/11, I bailed on it, and others. But I mean, I bailed on it that night, and because he came up and sat on the stage, if you recall, and it was just, oh my God. First of all, I had no interest in doing it, but we're always made to do things we don't want to do. And second of all, you know, we had talked a little bit, and he told me about what was going on. So I wanted no part of it. But I think sometimes you meet people and you get to know them, and over a period of time, maybe you don't like them, maybe you don't like them.